I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is NPR's All Things Considered.
At the Supreme Court tomorrow, one of the most important legal battles in the entertainment industry in more than two decades. The court will hear a copyright case that pits some of Hollywood's largest movie studios and record labels against the companies that distribute the file-sharing programs Grokster and Morpheus. The decision could affect the downloading habits of millions of Americans who download and swap music and movies. John Healy has been covering the case for the Los Angeles Times, and he joins us now. John, who are these companies, first of all, and what are they accused of?
They're both small companies. Streamcast Networks is the company that distributes Morpheus, and there are maybe 30 people at most. And then Grokster is an even smaller company. They're about three people, I think, three or four. They're essentially developers of software that people use to connect to each other through the Internet.
John, this sounds like a real David and Goliath battle that pits sort of the who's who of Hollywood's most profitable and powerful companies against these two very small companies. What do they say in their defense?
They say that they're not responsible for what their users do with their technology, and they rely on a 1984 Supreme Court decision in a case when two Hollywood studios sued Sony Corporation over Sony's Betamax video cassette recorder. And in that decision, the Supreme Court drew a line between technology and what users did with technology, saying that if you come out with a technology that has a substantial legitimate use, then you're not liable for the user's piracy. Basically, it's a pretty clear line.
Well, hasn't Hollywood been down this road before when they tried to shut down Napster, the music file-sharing program that started this whole revolution?
Yes, I think that what the plaintiffs in that case, which was the music publishers and the major record labels, they thought they would win a big judgment against Napster, and then other people that wanted to build businesses around file sharing, illegal file sharing, wouldn't put up the money because they'd be afraid of losing it in court. Instead, what happened is a second generation of file sharing networks emerged. They were designed to comply with what they felt the Napster ruling said, which was you can't have control or knowledge about what people are doing with your software. And that is the way Grokster and Morpheus operate today.
Will the ultimate ruling just affect those two companies, or could it have a broader impact?
I think that you have to see the broader impact there. There's no way other companies that are creating networks that are like Grokster and Morpheus, which would include networks like Kazaa and eDonkey. There's no way they can look at what's going on here and say, this doesn't apply to us, because the design is pretty much the same. And if the court says, look, even if you don't know what people are doing with your technology, if it's used primarily for piracy, you're liable, then that's bad news for all those guys. And that's, I think, what the technology industry is most concerned about.
So, look, it's a case where millions of people already download movies and music. Is this a case where the cow has already left the barn? And so how do you reverse that? How do you reverse the entertainment habits of millions of Internet users?
Well, that's the $12 billion question for the music industry. I think there are people who argue that even downloaders who are accustomed to getting music for free or movies for free are totally happy to pay for stuff that they value. You just have to deliver it to them in a form and a format that they want. And right now, they're not getting that. For example, in the movie industry, if you went out and you saw a movie that you loved today, say Million Dollar Baby, there's no way that you can watch that movie at home unless you go on the Internet and download it illegally. So a lot of advocates of file sharing say, just meet the consumers in the market.
Is there a business model that you could follow that would allow a company to make money and do that?
The games companies, they have been using file sharing networks for some time now to distribute free copies of the simple versions of the game and inviting people to upgrade. And they like that business model. So there are plenty of people who argue that, yes, you can make it work. You just have to be clever about it, because if what you're trying to do is have the same product sold next to something that is available for free, chances are consumers may not pay for it. But if you have something better that's available for pay than what's available for free, then consumers will pay for it. That's that argument, at least.
John Healy, thanks for talking to us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
John Healy is a staff writer for the Los Angeles Times.